The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? This is Hoop Ball Grizz. I'm your host, David Williams. Got with me today, as always, Mr. Sam Brewski. What's up, man?
What is happening, my man?
Bringing the post game to you guys tonight. The Grizzlies versus Pacers game just finished. Told you we're going to get post-game as much as we can, often as we can. We're going to get it in at least twice this week. Friday is a maybe because we will be at the Jazz game.
Oh, that's right.
We'll get you a cast covering the Jazz game. We'll get you the weekend show. We'll talk about the Jazz game, and we'll talk about the matchups for next week. But don't know if that will come to you Friday night or not. It may be late, but by the time we get back and get rolling with it. So it may be Saturday before you see that one. So here we go. The Grizzlies lost to the Pacers tonight. It was 126-114. And the Grizzlies' defense just
was trash.
It was non-existent. It was just terrible. The Pacers, the Grizzlies played at home against the
arguably the best team in the NBA right now.
Yeah. And gave them all they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Lost by a point.
And then tonight against the Pacers, at one point they were down 29. And the Pacers shot the ball well. Some of that, I'm not going to take any credit away from the Pacers. The Pacers played well. Some of that was the Pacers playing well. Some of that was the Grizzlies' defense being lackluster.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple possessions where Jaren Jackson was out on the perimeter guarding Brogdon. And it wasn't even on a switch. Maybe they were running a 2-3 there, and I just didn't pick up on it. And
they were at one point.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed awkward having Jaren Jackson out there on the perimeter guarding Brogdon. The Pacers shot an insane. They were 54% from the field, and they shot almost 55% from three. So they shot the ball well. But then, like I said, the Grizzlies' defense was just
awful.
Not what it needed to be, for sure. Definitely not.
Just say what it is. It was awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad tonight.
Boo boo poo poo.
That's it. You know the love that we have shown JV, and I might get shot from across the room.
You're
for
about
this,
to.
But there were a few plays where they were the Pacers were coming up for pick and roll. And he just looked super, super clunky. His guy would roll back toward the basket. And JV, it just looked like drunken monkey defense. They didn't really score. the Pacers didn't score on him. But, you know, if they make a good pass right there, their guy's got a layup because he was way behind.
Drunken monkey.
It just, man, it didn't look good. It didn't look good at all.
You think a drunken monkey?
Man, that's the best description I got, man. Right. I can't help it.
All right, that was good.
His footwork was just not good.
No, I know what you're meaning.
There was one in particular, and his man was Sabonis. Sabonis comes out to set the screen. JV comes out around the screen to contest, make sure that they don't get a three, and Sabonis cuts to the basket. If the Pacers' spacing was better on that play right there, it's an easy layup / dunk for Sabonis because JV just got way out of place. Yeah, he has to contest that. You can't let the guards just, you know, fire away at will from three, but it just didn't look good. It was definitely not pretty. Stat wise, the Grizzlies had a few guys that had a pretty good game. JV bounced back. He looked a lot better on the offensive end tonight.
Double double. Three blocks. That was the highlight of my game. That was the highlight right there.
Three blocks.
Finally.
Yeah. You're going to need them this week in fantasy.
I don't want to talk about it because you're trash.
JV had three. Miles Turner, which is on my fantasy team, he had five tonight. So I'm winning blocks right now.
Winning. Yeah, you might be.
Yeah,
I'm not checking. I'm not 100%. Checking. I don't care.
Yep.
Well, I have Holmes and he has two. So
Yeah. That's good. It's going to be an interesting week between Sam and I. It's always
both
fun.
Our teams are dead, so it'll be good.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys injured, but anyway, so we'll get back to the real game, the real stuff. You guys are not interested in our fantasy stuff. But,
well, they should be.
Jay Crowder didn't really shoot the ball that well tonight. He was 3-for-10 from the field, made 3 3-pointers. He had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. JV, we talked about, double-double. He had 14-11, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Much, much better. He had a couple games there where he was single digits and just didn't – he was not efficient
at
all. Yeah, I say not efficient. He was 2-for-3 the other night. He didn't take many shots. But he was just almost invisible on the offensive end. And you need production from everybody to be successful, especially with this young team. And he will. I've said it multiple times. I think that he's a walking double-double. And tonight just shows that. So – I'm glad to see him doing what he needs to do on the offensive end. Brandon Clark, man, I can't even say enough about this kid. He just, it's like he doesn't miss.
I'm glad they drafted him.
Yeah, me too. He was 8-for-9 from the field tonight. Before tonight's game, he was shooting 62% on the year. After an 8-for-9 night, that's going to go up. Craziness. And it's not like he's shooting some dink and dunk like floater stuff in the paint. He dunked the ball a few times tonight. Obviously, those are high percentage shot. But he's shooting the ball well from three, even. He's shooting almost 45% from three. Mm-hmm. Just looks great. Just, man, doing everything that you would hope that a first-round draft pick would do. Tonight he had 17 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. Solid stat line. He played, how many minutes did he play tonight, Sam?
24 and a half.
24 minutes. And he's just going to continue to see more minutes. There's no way that he can keep producing at this level and not see more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he's out there, he produces.
Yep.
He shoots a high percentage from the field. He gets rebounds. Defensive guy. He blocks shots. He gets in the passing lanes. He does everything that he is supposed to do. You can't keep him off the floor. Just can't do it. He's going to produce. Going to find him some more minutes somewhere.
Just don't take him from Jonas.
Well, if Jonas keeps playing defense like he did tonight.
No excuses. He had no minutes away from Jonas.
He had 3 blocks, but
then he also had 14 points and 11 rebounds. Don't care about anything else. Oh, and he shot 7-for-13. Thank you.
Yeah, he just has to do better on defense. He has to. That's the pick and roll. His pick and roll defense is not great. That's something that he definitely needs to work on. You know, I love him. I love Valanciunas. I've talked about how much I love him on the show.
I love him more.
But I just, man, the pick and roll defense is just killing
me. He's just too big.
Big doesn't necessarily, it's just a footwork thing. And I think that he can get better. One of the things that he was doing early in the season, the wings on a pick and roll, when he was like, especially in a situation where it was like he was having to pop out to cover the wing, they were shooting a ridiculous amount because he just wasn't closing.
Yeah.
And so he's gotten better with that. But it's just, like I say, it's simple. It's a footwork thing. He has it. He's going to get better with it. It was just glaring. There were a couple times tonight where it just looked awful. And I think Drunken Monkey fits it just fine.
Drunken
Monkey. Even if you don't like it, I think it fits
just
fine.
No, I thought it was
funny. Yeah. So we're going to talk about Ja. I'm going to lead off with thank the Lord that he was not seriously injured.
Scared me half to death.
Man, I thought I was having a heart attack. I'm like, no.
When he didn't get back up for a second, and then they had to carry him off, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And there was no way to, we didn't know anything. They didn't know anything on the broadcast. He was helped off the floor, and you could tell that he was in pain.
Oh,
there was one view that I saw where it was actually the cameraman that he ran into, he landed on. And after the collision, the camera was kind of pointing down and you could see Ja laying on the floor just grimacing. Mm-hmm. And what happened, he goes in, Miles Turner blocks his shot and Ja lands, and he landed good. And he does that, just taps his foot, goes to his butt and starts to slide. But the cameraman's knee just hit him right in the back. And so it was rough. It was a hard hit, but he came back out after that and he still looked like Ja. He comes out there. He still tried to murder Miles Turner.
Whoa.
And it was a fraction. So close to just redemption on one of the premier shot blockers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were two times that he tried to give it to McDermott. One time he just missed a dunk. McDermott didn't block the shot, didn't deflect it. He just missed it. But after getting helped off the floor, and it's, you see a lot of Twitter doctors, Twitter diagnosis.
Well, you heard a Pacer doctor, that commentator they have. I think he broke his tailbone. Come on, man.
Yeah,
he's something.
It's
else.
Easy, I'm not a doctor, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
I played one on TV, so
yeah. And there were people when Mike Conley had the fall and he had the fracture of when he broke his back.
Oh, I remember that.
There were people talking about that. And it's scary until you see him come back out on the floor, until you get a report to find out what's going on. It's just a scary moment. And I'm so glad that he came back out, because that's just, the Grizzlies are a young, exciting team. Ja Morant is a big part of that. Mm. You watch the games just wondering what kind of once in a lifetime / highlight. What is Ja going to do tonight? It just didn't look good. I was prepared for him to not come back into the game tonight. He did come back. He finished 19 points, 2 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and a block.
Double-double.
He played 30 minutes. He played, I don't know how many minutes he played after the injury, but after the fall. But he came back out, and it was, he seemed just fine. I didn't see him favoring it. And on the 3 dunk attempts when he was trying to posterize those guys, there was no signs of any type of, hesitation. Ja was being explosive, attacking, doing what Ja does. A guy like that, a guy that plays above the rim, that explodes, that attacks the way that he does, he's going to have some falls. He's going to have some scary moments. And up until this point in the season, I would have to say that this one, man, who were they playing when his knee, when he landed and his knee kind of...
Was that... No, it wasn't it.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but he had one earlier in the year where he landed and he kind of fell back on his leg, and I was worried about his knee
home
at that
too.
Point. Yeah, it was in Memphis, and it looked awful. It looked worse live than it did in video. We were at the game, and
you were at the game. I wasn't. So it was either the Nets or the Rockets.
It may have been the Nets. Maybe it was. I'm not 100%.
It was one of the first games of the year.
But I remember saying that I didn't even watch the play after that. Like when Ja landed funny, I never even looked up to see on the other end what was happening. I was watching Ja the entire time. He was fine. He's still been playing. He's been good. It's just anytime you don't want to see anybody go down with something like that, and definitely not the star player on your team. When you lose games like tonight after playing so well against the Lakers, it just didn't seem like the Grizz had the energy level that they had. They were up. They were hype for the Lakers game, And it just didn't look like they had the same type of energy going into this one against the Pacers.
Not in the slightest.
No. Well, guys, I was about to wrap it up, but another thing happened tonight that I was kind of excited about, and I was going to talk about it before the jaw injury because I knew that we'd cover a little bit of time there. But Grayson Allen came back after missing 9 games.
Yeah.
He wasn't super productive tonight, but it was good to see him out on the floor. He played about 12 minutes. He had 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. You know, no signs of that ankle bothering him. He was attacking the basket. Mm-hmm. Playing the way that we saw Grayson play early in the year. And hopefully he's healthy 100% and we can see him come back and be productive, get him back in the rotation. I like Grayson Allen. I'm excited to see what he can do. But I think we're going to wrap it up, guys. We don't really have much of anything else. Again, the final score of the game, it was Pacers 126, Grizz 114. Another loss. The Pacers are probably going to be a playoff team in the East. They are actually missing one of their best, probably the best player on the team right now in all of the Depot.
Brogdon's better.
No, he's not. And yes, I did say all of the Depot. I love calling him all of the Depot. When Oladipo played for the Thunder.
Oladipo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you didn't. Oladipo is Oladipo.
Whatever, dude. So when he played for OKC, my son, like one time he messed up and he couldn't get his name out, and he just said all of the Depot. So we have called him all of the Depot.
I wondered where that came from.
Yeah, that's the story. So he was. I can't remember if it was a dunk or he made a big shot or whatever it was, but he could not get it out, and it came out all of the Depot. And so we...
All of the Depot.
He is Victor all of the Depot. Up next for the Grizz, Wednesday night, they are back at home at the Forum against the Clippers. Maybe Kawhi Leonard, maybe not Kawhi Leonard. Probably not Kawhi Leonard.
Probably not, because he doesn't like to play.
He only plays half the season. Mm-hmm. Nah. My team's good enough. We're going to sneak into the playoffs, and I'm not going to play that many games. And then we're going to win the championship. Kawhi Leonard. So Wednesday night back at the Forum. I will have the post game for you. Sam is going to be at the game. So it'll be a solo post game from just me. But I'm sure Sam will have a good night.
Jaeger.
Yeah, I hope JV has 0.0 rebounds.
Oh, no. Don't wish that upon that man.
I'm lying. I don't want that at all. I mean, he can blow up. It's fine. If I lose in fantasy, it's not a big deal.
I need to see him score 40 and 20.
You're dreaming. I don't think that's going to happen. But
Jonas, if you listen, prove Dave wrong. Prove him wrong. I need it so bad.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Sam, we're going to do the Twitter. Where you at, man? What's your Twitter?
I'm on Twitter. It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B. 1118.
Get after him. Tweet at him. Sam doesn't tweet enough. We got to get him active on there. True. I am at DWill2111. The show is at Hoopball Grizz. And that's all we got. Until next time.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Jaeger.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.